بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, we have been discussing the evil practices of the Ahl Kitab, the people of the book. And yesterday we had discussed the aspect of Nahi عن المنكر, forbidding evil, which was something that the Nasara, the Christians, fell short in doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala condemned them, criticized them because of this. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about another evil practice of theirs, of the Ahl Kitab, and that is the aspect of befriending, taking as support, taking as allies, the disbelievers, the mushrikeen. We find the Ahl Kitab were people who were following a divine religion, they were following a scripture that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore they should have aligned themselves with the Muslims, with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But because of their hatred, their enmity, their jealousy for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we find many occasions where they would rather choose to ally with the mushrikeen, with the idol worshippers. So Allah is speaking about this. تَرَى كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتَوَلَّوْنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. You see many of them befriending the disbelievers. And here an incident has been mentioned regarding Ka'b bin Ashraf, who was a Jewish rabbi, a Jewish scholar. On one occasion, Abu Sufyan, prior to his accepting Islam, had come to Ka'b bin Ashraf. And he said to him that, "Oh Ka'b, you are a learned man, a person a man of scripture, a man who has understanding. So I want you to tell us, is our way of life," meaning the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, "is our way of life better? Or is the way of life and the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam better? You pass judgment." So Ka'b bin Ashraf asked him that, "Tell me, what are the practices that are found within your deen, O Abu Sufyan?" So he explained to him that, "See, we are the custodians of the Kaaba, and we are the gatekeepers of the Kaaba. Whenever people come for Hajj, then we give them water to drink, we host them, we feed them, we take care of them. We look after the house of Allah, we respect the Hujjaj and the guests of Allah. And Muhammad, on the other hand, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his practice is to encourage people to leave the deen of their forefathers. And he is fond of breaking ties, breaking family ties. He causes disunity, he causes difference of opinion amongst people." So when Ka'b bin Ashraf heard this, he told Abu Sufyan that definitely your way of life, the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, your way of life is better than that of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah speaks about that in that verse, in this verse, and in other verses of the Quran as well, that despite these Yahud being followers of a divine religion, yet they chose to align with the mushrikeen, with the idol worshippers. لَبِئْسَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لَهُمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ. Allah now says, how evil, how wretched is that which they have sent forth for themselves. And سَخِطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, that Allah has now become angry with them. وَفِي الْعَذَابِ هُمْ خَالِدُونَ, and that ultimately they are going to remain forever and ever in punishment, yani in the fire of Jahannam. So this is another evil practice, and this has been mentioned before also earlier in this Suratul Ma'idah, and in the previous surah as well, when we had discussed in one of the past lessons also, regarding the different levels of relationship that a person can have with the disbelievers when it comes to business dealings, when it comes to general kindness, assistance, etc. There's no problem in this. But rather what is being spoken about here is taking them as close friends, as bosom friends, where you share secrets with them and you unnecessarily associate, spend time in their company, etc. And the reason for this, or for this prohibition, as we had mentioned before, is that this becomes a cause or a means of diluting our own iman. So to protect our own iman, we are commanded to disassociate with them. And then Allah says, وَلَوْ كَانُوا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالنَّبِيِّ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مَتَّخَذُوهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Had these Yahud or these Munafiqeen truly had iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and that which was revealed to him, in other words the Quran, then they would not have taken these people as friends, as allies. They would not have sided with them. They would not have aligned with them. وَلَكِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. However many of them are transgressors, they are disobedient, they break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as we had mentioned previously, yesterday also, these evil practices of the Ahl Kitab, of the Munafiqeen, are mentioned over and over again in Quran. And the reason is not just to harp and go on about their evil practices, but rather as the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for us to take heed that we do not make the same mistake and we do not fall into the same trap as them, and thereby breaking the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.